right, we are back. So, what are we going to discuss next?
Well, I think we did choose a topic.
Topic.
Yes. What was the topic?
The topic is about transitioning.
Transitioning.
In the public eye.
Correct.
And the reason we chose that one is that there is a rumor.
Rumor.
That is all it is right now. About Kris Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
Kris Jenner is.
Kris Jenner's definitely a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a man.
Who's now fucking a hot black man.
Oh,
so
really?
She's following after the footsteps of her daughters. Kris Jenner is the mother.
Right, right.
Okay.
The father is Bruce Jenner, aka the Olympian.
Track star
from
track
the
and field.
Early 70s, I guess. Very handsome, was a very handsome man, has been going through physical face, body appearances in the public eye. And, of course, the media have jumped right on that. And our point of discussion this week is it easier for somebody in the public eye, or is it harder for them to go through something of that extreme attention grabber?
I think a lot depends on who you are.
Why?
Well, the persona of how long have you been?
You had to speak into the microphone.
How long have you basically kind of been in the closet, for one thing?
But that has
nothing
to do with being in the closet.
Yeah, it's gender identity, not sexual.
I don't think it is, though.
Yeah, of course it is.
Whoa. So
no,
I disagree.
You can be in the closet with gender identity.
Oh, fair enough.
Many
okay.
Are for
yeah.
many
oh.
years, they deny the fact.
Into the mic, please.
They feel that they maybe have been born the wrong gender.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
That's a gender.
You're not
to be
talking
a true
about being
transgender
gay
individual.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
They believe that they were born the
wrong body. Yeah,
that's much better. Thank
they
you.
They were born the wrong
okay,
gender.
Yes.
They may be in denial of that their whole life, even though they know that inside, in their inner heart, that they may have been born the wrong identity. And having success in being in the public eye, I think, can make it even harder to come out.
Yeah, you know? I mean,
And admit to the public that, yeah, you know what, I really feel like I know that I have genitals and a cock, but I firmly believe I was supposed to be a girl or
but,
a woman.
Okay, you know what? The whole thing with this is I've got $9 million, so if I don't want anybody to know about it, I can just go to an island somewhere, hang out, do the transition, come back. No one's going to know anyways. So, I mean, it's got to be a lot easier for people that have money because they can just, you know, pay people off and get whatever they need and hide it. And, you know, it's a much easier transition.
No, I don't think it is easier. It's something that is not easy, first of all, what they have to go through physically and mentally to go through that process. And I think somebody in the media is probably even harder because they know they are going to be scrutinized, they will be watched. And like it or not, I mean, I did follow the Kardashian, the story, and he was the submissive in that whole family energy, relationship.
Well,
I mean,
I'm too serious. You've got eight women and one guy,
I'm
of course.
I'm submissive too, but that doesn't mean that I think I should have a sex change.
That's not what I'm saying. what I'm saying is that, A, it must have been hard for him to, if that is what he's going through. Again, you got to think, he's coming from the Hollywood.
Why would he be with all those bitches?
Why? The fucking clothes.
Yeah.
Hello?
But they're such
the shoes, the clothes, the jewelry.
The jewelry.
But, okay,
such
but it doesn't matter. He had a ton of money before, and if he was to not hang out with them, he's still going to have all this money.
He need the money.
He can do whatever he wants.
But here's
money
the thing,
makes
though.
Everything easier.
He may be transitioning to be a woman, but he could be a lesbian. He could very well be attracted to Kris Jenner. He could very well have been wanting to be married to her. He just feels that inside, and I'm not saying he actually does because we don't know, but
we
he could very well feel on the inside that he's a woman, but on the outside he doesn't match that.
And that's the thing. We all know people. I have a great friend who is transitioning from men to women, who has been a female impersonator for a very long time, and she has been married to a transgender from female to male, which again it makes you, it's like
I've actually asked people about this because I know someone who was a hardcore butch dyke lesbian. Full blown. And then transitioned to a man. Now dates men. Hated men when he was a girl.
Yeah.
Hated them. But when he transitioned, he's dating men now.
So is it
his reason being was he's gay. He was born gay. He's still gay. Now that he's the opposite sex, he's still gay. And the hormones fuck you.
That's not alone.
Yeah. Okay, the hormones would be an issue. I agree.
But no, that I found that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're still getting a little bit off topic here. We'll come back to this whole thing, but if you have money, should make this whole thing easier.
I don't think
because
it does.
You don't have to hold down a regular job and go to the office every day where you have to wear makeup as a male, then you or female, whichever you're transitioning to. You have to start dressing as that opposite gender, and then you have to say if you're a guy, start wearing a dress and the whole bit to do that transition. If you're in a construction job or even if you're in like an office type work. Doesn't really matter. You're still going to have to do that whole thing. And that's got to make it harder. If you have a whole bunch of money and you could just hang out at home all the time and eat bonbons or whatever, then I shouldn't have said that. It's easier for you, no?
But I still... It doesn't matter what level of... workforce or financial level you are in. With that comes different types of pressures.
Yeah.
Yes, you may not have to go to work.
Oh, damn, the Gucci or the other face, whatever.
No, but you know that the minute you're going to get to your car to go, say, for one of the appointments, the media, you're going to have 10 cars following you behind. Like Kris Jenner, the first thing we saw was he was coming out of a hair salon that was about a year or so ago, and he had a big flippy bouffant hairdo. And right away, the media got onto it.
Now, are we sure it just wasn't a windy day?
No, it was not a wiggy day. It was his
windy,
real hair.
Windy.
Day. I'm a hairdresser. I know the shit. So, so that's what it kind of started. And then they started, look at his hands. He had long fingernails. And then they started really paying attention. Look at his face. And then they started taking pictures and posting pictures from, when he was an athlete to then when he got married to then when he became a father. And then after in his, 40s, 50s, and up to his 60s.
But the one that everybody is putting on Facebook and everybody is sharing around the internet, everything else, is a photo from the Inquirer. And it says right at the bottom of the page, this is an artist's rendering computer generated of how he might look as a woman. Mm-hmm. Well, wow, you could not have made the person any more unattractive than the way they did it, but that's how they sell magazines.
Of course.
Right?
And I mean, what they did, they took a picture of him, which the way he looked, and went over and made really bad color choice, which I would never wear that color, lipstick on.
Alrighty.
And that's what they did.
About the one that Obama interviewed that had the green lipstick on? Did you see that picture on Facebook?
No.
Obama interviewed some person who I still am not really sure. I think it was a real woman, but green lipstick, yeah. It was pretty
crazy. No, didn't
see
that.
Yeah.
So getting back to the story, I mean, I truly... It doesn't matter which level you are in your community, or if you have millions of dollars, or if you don't, you are on welfare and stuff. You each have major obstacle to face with.
Yeah, but you have to agree with what Master said. If you don't have the millions and you've got to go through all the bullshit to get the doctors, to get approved, to get any of the hormone therapy, let alone the surgery, it does have to make things a lot more difficult. I mean, because they humiliate. Let's admit, I know people that have had to go through the doctors to get the approval on the insurance to do all this, and they pretty much humiliate them and are like, "Are you really sure you think you're a woman?"
Well, here's
because
the thing, though. You want to make
sure you're not just nuts or crazy,
right?
But they're not. Okay, I see your point.
But if you got millions, You tell the doctor what the fuck to do when they do it.
And then,
you're paying them.
Yeah, that's what that's I think a big money difference. Makes it faster.
Money has to make it easier.
Does
if
it
you're
make it faster or easier?
I don't think it makes it easier. I think the internal struggle is always the same.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The which
hormone
is the hardest thing.
As hell. I mean,
that
I,
and
oh
just the whole, like you said, coming out and whatnot.
Or hormone or testosterone.
But as for.
If you're transitioning from a woman to a man, you're taking testosterone.
I know a lot
really
of people transitioning women to men who have stopped taking it because it makes them so angry.
And
yeah,
I know men transitioning to women who stop halfway through because they can't handle the
hormones.
Because
it makes them back crazy.
It makes them a bitch.
And not
they're
just
like,
that.
Oh, my God, now I know what it's like to be on the rag. I'm on the rag
24/7. People who are born with estrogen
and
can't
and then I talk
it.
To them and look and go, yes, you have been on the rag 24/7.
And it's not just that, too. I mean, you look at I've noticed in Toronto now, there is a lot of really transgendered people who should not be. Like, I don't know how they pass the test of qualifying.
Well, what do you determine it? Because of looks?
No, not looks. No, not looks at all. But some of them, you can see that they were drag queens. Well, wannabe kind of drag queens. Love the attention of being a drag queen. And the next thing you know, they go, oh, well, maybe I'll, you know, because I was not pretty or hot as a man. But now as a woman, I'm getting a bit more attention. Well, you know, I'll get boobs done. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who, for them to be able to afford to transition, they had to do escort services or working the streets or to go to the surgeons who are working in hotel rooms and that kind of stuff. You know, so the quality of service you're getting is not great. But certain people, I know because I've interacted with them, how the fuck did they pass the interview to be okay, yes, you qualified, I can see this. Because, really?
And we know a couple, too, that change their mind.
Halfway through it.
Yeah, have started the hormone therapy and get so far, and then they're like, yeah, maybe I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
you better be sure, because you can't reverse that.
No, it's hard.
So on that note, the problem is we make gender identity.
Well, it's really not. Anyway, on that note, we'll finish that when we come back. It is 9 commercial time.